Hello, listeners. Boy, it has been a minute since I've had the opportunity to sit behind the microphone and the privilege of coming into your earbuds and sharing an episode. But I'm super excited to be back. I'll share a little bit later about why I've been MIA. But life happens, my friends, right? Life happens. So we're back, and this is episode 90. Today's topic, we're talking about winning mindset, how women in sports inspire leadership in business and life. So this is the first week of February. This is an episode that is near and dear to my heart because it's mindset, motivation, momentum, and of course, women's sports. Right after this break, we'll come back and we'll dive into this winning mindset and how women in sports can help us in business and life. Be right back after this break, my friends. All right, welcome back. Welcome back. So if you follow me on Instagram or LinkedIn, shameless plug, to please do so. Also, please subscribe to the podcast. If you don't want to subscribe to the podcast, just get on my email list. You can do that from my Instagram profile. You can go. I have my links there in my Stan store. But, you know, I send out a monthly-ish newsletter. And I mean monthly-ish because life happens, as I mentioned. But I like to just stay in touch with you a little bit. So make sure you get on my list so I can send that out to you and send you some other things along the way. So anyway, I shared on this Monday motivation since we're in February. Don't let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. That's a quote by Billie Jean King. And why I wanted to share that quote and why I wanted to talk about that today was because on February 7th, at the time of this recording, on February 7th, it will be the National Girls and Women's in Sports Day. And this is when we celebrate the incredible achievements of so many women in sports. In the field, in the boardrooms, officiating, and all the roles that come in sports management. So it's a celebration that I wanted to reflect on the words of tennis legend Billie Jean King, because I truly believe that she is one of the beacons of empowerment in sports and reminds us all about limitations don't define our potential, but our courage to embrace abilities and push beyond our boundaries. And I really wanted to highlight that this week because, again, most of you know I'm huge into sports and it's a passion, and especially in women's support, women's sports. I really want to empower leaders, businesses, and women in sports. I really, really feel that that is my calling and where I want to go. So in today's episode, I want to marry them all together again. I know we always talk about mindset, motivation, and momentum, but now I want to really tie it in with the lessons we can learn in sports. And it just seemed fitting with it being National Girl and Women's Sports Day this week that this episode, whatever you're listening to it, still get to empower what you do, how you do it, and cheer on some of our favorite women athletes. Now, I could pick a bunch of athletes to compare to. There's so many women athletes that I admire, respect, and am honored to call friends. But when I looked at demographics of the BFEBO podcast, I have listeners from 22 years old all the way up into their 70s. I'm 60 in my 60s. So, you know I could list off and rattle off some stats about some women and force you all to Google it. Or I could, either way, the older ones would Google the younger athletes, the younger listeners would Google the older athletes. But I thought I would just pick an athlete that we most should know. Whether you're a tennis fan or not, she's in the news. So let's talk a little bit about Serena Williams. Now, her name alone is synonymous with excellence, resilience, and sheer power. Her journey is not about her unparalleled success in tennis, though. It's about overcoming adversity, facing challenges head on, and never letting setbacks dictate her path. Now, remember, if you've seen the movie or you've seen her talk or you've seen her or her sister or any of her family members speak in person, you know how they still have that face of horror and disbelief when they share their stories, but then they get that shining light, that power. They just smile when they talk about where they are now, right? And as business owners and leaders, we all have where we started, where we are in the messy middle. And to see them share their story about what it was like to get where they are now is surely about resistance and believing themselves. Remember, Serena has been battling a life-threatening health issues and faced criticism in a sport. Let's be honest, friends, that wasn't even ready for her strength and style, right? Tennis was not ready for them. But she's shown them what truly defies her and how it can defy us, because every time we fall down, we rise again. She is a sheer definition of how many times can I get knocked down and I keep coming back. Her story teaches us that resilience is one about pushing through, even when the odds are stacked against us. This makes her not just an icon of sports, but an everyday walk of life. So I want you to think about that a little bit. I want you to think about how your life, what industry you're in, what niche you're in, might not just be ready for how fabulous you are. So you have to give it some patience. I firmly believe in what is meant for you is meant for you. In your own time, it will happen, right? And I believe firmly in that you have to have a strong mindset to do that, that you've got to believe in yourself. As a young athlete myself in softball and hockey, I didn't have the professional women's sports that we have now. I got the invitation to the Olympics. I got the tryouts for the Olympics. And hockey wasn't there yet. And softball was. And now softball is not there. Now it's back this year. And I was blessed to play some professional softball in Missouri and Akron and on the big route. I think we got like $50 a game. If you started, you might get 100. We played in old high school fields. Nothing to the level it is now. But I was very happy that people knew me. They would bring me softballs, have me autograph it. Same with my hockey, which is one of my lovely sports. I just love. I wanted to be a left winger for the St. Louis Blues. Knew that wasn't going to happen. We didn't have the Professional Hockey League like we have in 2024. There was a version of it, but it was nowhere near where it is now. So I was before my time. Think about it. You know, as much of a trailblazer as I could be by being one of the first women sports photographers and knocking down the doors. I used my big camera lens to knock on those doors. A trailblazer, I stood on other people's shoulders, but I knew that I wanted to be in sports. And like many athletes in their story, and we'll save it for another day, but my career came up very short when I got injured. And all the D1 scholarships went away, and I wasn't going to be able to move on. So I knew, how do I stay in sports? And I knew that I wanted to be doing something in sports, hence sports photographer, my love of photography, storytelling, and my love of sports. It was a natural progression. And I worked hard. And I was very blessed to have a dad who wanted to support that. And so he's like, okay, you're good at softball. And you're going to have to work as you go through the rest of your high school time. And you want to be a sports photographer and work for the newspaper. Then let's also find something in sports for you to do, because I did not want to go to school. Now, I'm sure that's not a secret. I've shared that story. I did not want to be in school. It wasn't a place I was going to learn. My dyslexia was a huge problem. My stuttering and my speech, even though I was going to speech classes, I wasn't getting any better. So he put me in umpire school. And I became one of the top level, highest level I could get without taking the high school and collegiate testing. But I was able to baseball and softball at all levels, all the way up to select. So I did a lot of select travel softball and a lot of select travel baseball. It is not for the weary heart, my friends. You all boo refs. You all say we suck. I've been there. I feel that. I can share the stories of my mom when I had long tournaments. My mom would bring me McDonald's and leave it by a tree outside the field I was on, because she did not want anybody to know I was her daughter, the umpire, because she didn't want to hear all the bad things, right? So resilience is just in athletes, but resilience is also in you. So if you reflect back on Serena's journey, you can be reminded of the struggles that you go through in business, the struggles that you go through if you work for somebody else, the struggles that you go through if you're a new leader, or the struggles you're having with the leadership. Last week, I was speaking with the Complete Sports, a women's summit here in conjunction with the Phoenix, Arizona Cardinal football team. And ASU girls soccer team was there. And I had spoken mindset, motivation. I was the keynote speaker. And then they got a chance to be a panel and they got a chance to speak. And it was amazing to hear the stories in 2024 of the struggles they still go through and the struggles that they have on the field and the struggles they have off the field. And we came up with a conversation. Who is helping us to move forward when we can no longer play? Because friends, yeah, I would be a sports management person in a heartbeat. There are so many jobs and so many roles for women in sports, from the boardrooms to ownership to umpiring to being the, you know, to being the team dentist, the team doctor, so many roles for women. And yet we still don't see a lot of them. And then those that are there are sometimes stifled and not able to speak about it. And, you know, being a pro athlete and playing not the high level of what pro athletes to your definition and what you see on TV is, all the way to I had a role as a VP of hockey operations where I scouted young men across the country and had to break open every door. I was the only woman on the bus, traveled to Alaska, traveled to Adirondacks. Let me tell you, team mom, I became really, really quick. But I also earned the respect of the gentleman because I knew the game. I could get out there, lace up my skates, have a wicked left-handed slat shot that was harder and faster than even some of them. So they respected my ability to play. Did it break down barriers? Maybe for some others. Did my sports background break down barriers? I still have just as much trouble getting to women's locker rooms than I did the men. Because as an out open lesbian photographer, I was not going to be in the closet having a career. That became another hurdle. So every single day it was resilience. Every single day I heard, you can't do that. You can't do that. You're not going to do that. Women don't do that. Then I fast forward to 2024 and I'm still listening to the Arizona State soccer women talk about some of the perils that they have. So if you take these women in sports, you take their stories, it's not about their athletic achievement. It's about the spirit of perseverance that we all can apply in our lives. Whether it's in sports, business, or leadership, the lessons of resilience, dedication, and believing in oneself are universal, my friend. So I really want you to think about this, whether you want to celebrate National Girls Women's Sports Day or not. I want you to carry the spirit of a woman athlete, breaking down barriers and reaching for the highest aspirations. And I want you to do that as you break down barriers in your niche, in your field, and you live to your highest potential. Now, if we take some of those stories of resilience and we put them into the foundation element that powers resistance, such as mindset for success and that winning mindset, we can talk a little bit about how that journey and the journey that you take towards achieving greatness, whatever you define it, however you define it, whether you're on a sports field, in a boardroom, or even in your personal lives. The right mindset is one of the most powerful tools that you have. It's the mindset of success that enables us to face challenges head on, learn from setbacks, and continue pushing forward an unwavering determination. It's one of the best tools you have in your toolbox, friends. One of the most powerful tools. And yet, especially women, we don't pull it out often enough and use it. The power of positive mindset, if you just take that and consider that of a successful female athlete, take example Simone Biles, regarded as one of the greatest gymnasts of all time. But her mindset was just not about striving for gold medals. It was about embracing challenges, pushing the boundaries of what was possible, and maintaining a positive outlook in the face of adversity. Mindset allowed her to achieve extraordinary feats in gymnastics and become a role model for resistance and mental illnesses and mental strength. She knew she had to step back. It wasn't just burnt out. She was tired. The pressure. She did not fail, friends. She stepped back and reevaluated and now is back stronger and better than ever and healthier. She has a better mental mindset than ever before. She's living a happy life, married, etc. But that's the lesson for when you hear me talk about don't hurry so fast to be at the end of your dreams and your goals, because then what's next? Because every time you succeed and reach a goal, it's just another level and you keep going higher and higher and higher and you're going to fall and you're going to get tired. And when you fall, it's further to fall, but you're going to get back up because you have resilience. But the point here is we're in such a hurry to get to the end of our goal, then we're just going to have to set another one and then burnout. And then more doubt comes in because all of a sudden we've achieved all these things, but now we're questioning where we are. Again, we all have a start where we are now in the messy middle. So imagine if we applied some of these athletic mindsets to our business and personal growth. The same principles that drive athletes like Simone and Serena to greatness can be applied in our daily lives and our careers. Because in business, my friends, you all know, whether you're a CEO, you work for a CEO, you're a team leader, or you're on a team with poor leadership, you know that challenges are inevitable. Whether they're market fluctuations, competitive pressures, you can't find staff, you don't know how much something's going to cost, you're waiting. If you're in the wedding and event industry, you have to wait for your next client. Same with real estate. You don't know when that client's coming. Competitive pressure, imposter syndrome, and all the internal conflicts that you face on your own. But if you adapt an athlete's mindset, and just for the record, most athletes have 3 to 5 mindset coaches, right? I'm just saying how important mindset is. Seeing challenges and opportunities to grow, staying focused on goals, and maintaining a positive can-do attitude will propel you to unprecedented success. And that is by your definition. Meaning, how far do you want to go? How far do you want to push? Furthermore, personal growth is deeply intertwined with mindset. cultivating a mindset of continuous improvement when failure is not a setback, but a step forward. We unlock our full potential. This approach allows us to tackle obstacles and confidence, learn from our experiences, and ultimately achieve personal and professional growth. Now, how do you connect mindset to success? Draw inspiration from women in sports. Whoever it is you admire, whoever it is you respect, I have a ton of people. And then take that one step further. Who do you admire in business? Who do you admire in leadership? You don't want to be just like them, but you want slices of what they do, but then you want to do it authentically yourself. You want to be fabo in that essence. Friends, that's the definition of fabo, right? Fabo is focused, authentic, brave, bold, open for opportunities. That's what you want to do. That's how you want to succeed. And that's what a positive mindset can help you do. Because that's the essence. These women athletes and athletes in general have success. It lies in their mindset and believing that no one can stop them. Now, it doesn't come from a place of conceit. And I know some of you might say, have you seen the athletes on TV? It doesn't really come there. There's so much more into it. It's a mindset that doesn't shy away from challenges, but welcomes them as a catalyst for growth. Resilience, positive, and growth-oriented mindset is what we all should aspire to cultivate in our quest for success, again, on our own terms. So whether you're aiming for that next Olympic medal or seeking to revitalize your business or coming up with a new app or coming up with a new way for somebody to do something, or striving to become the best version of yourself. That's why I want you to connect mindset to success. Reflect on mindset that has propelled so many women in sports to greatness, so many women in business to greatness, so many women in a leadership role to greatness. Let it inspire you to adapt a similar approach in your lives and careers. It's not the obstacles that you're facing that will define you, friends, but it's how you choose to respond to them. And with the right mindset, there is no limit to what you can achieve. And I believe in you. I want you to believe in yourself. Focus on a practical aspect of maintaining motivation and momentum. This part of the episode, I want you to really think about some actionable strategies to keep moving forward towards your goals. Draw inspiration from disciplines and persistence, as you see in sports. Motivation and momentum. And you journey through life and the challenges and pursuit of your goals, maintaining motivation and momentum becomes crucial. Because just like the athletes who train relentlessly to perfect their craft and achieve peak performance, you can apply these principles and dedications and persistence to your own careers, your own businesses, your own teams. Let's explore how to stay motivated and keep momentum. Let's draw from the world of sports in this way. Here's the tips for staying motivated. I want you to set clear, achievable goals. Just like athletes set clear targets for their performance, setting specific goals, SMART goals, remember, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals, will provide a direction of sense of purpose. I want you to create a routine. Athletes strive on a routine, hone their success. Similarly, establishing a daily routine that aligns with your goals can help maintain focus and consistency. Celebrate these small wins, friends. Every milestone, every turn of the page, every new client, every client that tells you no, no matter how small, celebrate it. That's what we do in sports. We give trophies and awards out for everybody and everything. I mentioned in my keynote speech the other day that it doesn't matter if you come 1, 2, 3, or 4 to the people that love you and support you. It matters to you because you think you might have failed. But to the world looking in, you're 1 in a million and you might be number 100 in the world. Think about it. It's huge. Celebrate the small wins every day. And then find your support team. Because behind every successful athlete is a fan base, family, friends. Surround yourself with people who believe in you. Offer encouragement and find constructive feedback. Heck, dare I say, find yourself a Taylor Swift. Find yourself that person that shows up unreally knowing anything about the sport, but is there because of who you are, what you do, and because it matters to you. Surround yourself with people that will encourage you and lift you up, but still know the true you. Learn from your setbacks. Athletes are constantly analyzing their performances, data, strength, conditioning, granted, they have a lot of coaches. But I want you to look at your failures as lessons and really keep them closer. That's how most athletes deal with it. The losses mean more than the wins. Find ways to improve. Viewing the setbacks as the opportunities of learning. How can I grow from that? Rather than just, oh my gosh, I didn't make it. Oh my gosh, that didn't work. Failure, let the failure fuel your motivation. I want you to find your sport. And what that means is anything that you're passionate and dedicated to. That is essential for achieving any kind of success. It might be your career, or it might be a hobby, or a cause that you're deeply passionate about. I want you to go out and go for it. I want you to identify what truly drives you, that will give you wellsprings of motivation and a clear direction of your energy, your efforts, and your purpose. Because as the phrase is, and I'll probably mess up the phrase, but passion is given, right? It's granted. Passion is maybe granted to you, but it's not a given, right? So you have to, passion won't carry you alone, but man, if you don't have it, what's to fuel you? You have to believe passionate about something. You have to believe in your purpose. When you find your passion, you find your purpose. And when you find your purpose, your passion will unfold as well. So drawing parallels with training and perseverance in sports and persistence, right? Consider how athletes dedicate themselves to their sport through highs and lows. Their commitment to improvement, regardless of the obstacles, is what leads to their winning attitude, to their greatness, to them becoming an icon, setting all kinds of records. Similarly, by dedicating yourself to your sport with the same level of passion and persistence, you can achieve your own version of greatness. You can create your own icon. You can be that icon. And more importantly, you're creating your legacy. Because sharing your talents and serving others with what you were given as a talent, you're writing your legacy every single day, my friends, every single day. It's about showing up day after day, committed to your goals and willingness to put in the work to reach them. Remember, it takes years to become an overnight success. And if it was so easy, my friends, every single person would be doing the sport, the career, and the leading. Take inspiration from those unwavering motivation momentums of athletes by applying these principles to your own lives. Keep moving forward, no matter what the challenges you might face. Success is a journey, not a destination, and you need to enjoy the journey. Daily actions and dedications will ultimately get you from here to there. Find your sport. Commit to it. Never lose sight of the goals that you want to achieve on your terms, to make the impact you want to make on your terms, to write the legacy you want on your terms. I encourage you to find and pursue your passion with the same vigor that you see in sports, with the same cheering and same enthusiasm of those stands that are cheering on their favorite team. I want you to take that momentum and carry it with you as you achieve whatever goals or dreams that are waiting for you. So here's some key takeaways as we wrap up today's episode in honor of National Girls and Women in Sports Day. Reflect on the incredible journey of women in sports, testament to the power and belief in oneself and the magic of perseverance. We've explored stories of resistance, the importance of success-oriented mindset, and practical tips to keep motivated and maintain momentum towards our goal. These lessons drawn from the dedication of female athletes are universal truths that can empower each of us in our personal and professional lives. Here's what I have for you. If you go to my Instagram and you go to my profile, you will see my links. Right now, I'm using StandStore, friends, because as I mentioned earlier, life happens. This is easier for me. But when you go into my StandStore, you're going to see a couple products, but I want you to go down and see the Believe in Yourself workbook. $7, I've it priced, because I want people to get it and learn from it, but I also want to learn from it as well. And while I offer a lot of free advice and while I offer a lot of freebies, I also speak on every once in a while, we have to get some money, right? We have to offer our services in exchange, right? So that's what I've done with this workbook. So it's a low offer, but it's very packed of value. So $7, you can get that. I want you to get the workbook so that you can further explore the themes and help you put your insights, these insights that we talked about in this episode today, into practice. I created the Believe in Your workbook as a resource designed to guide you through exercises that foster the resilient mindset, build self-confidence, and set you on a path to achieving goals with clarity and purpose. You can access that by going, you know, you can get it on my website as well at bodybreamer.com, but trust me, this is just easier to go to my StandStore and download it and clicking on the link. Okay. And I'm also going to put that in the show notes so you can grab it there too. It's a tool I believe that will make significant difference in your journey towards professional personal growth. That's what I have, friends. I want to thank you for tuning in today or whenever it is you're listening. Thanks for the honor of spending time with me in your earbuds. Your support means the world to me. And I hope this episode has inspired you to break barriers, believe in your own potential, and pursue your goals of unwavering determination. I am your unwavering champion for success and joy. I want you to find joy as much as I want you to find success. And there are plenty of days, friends, I want you to find more joy than success. If you found value in our discussion today, please share the episode with friends and colleagues who might also benefit. And please subscribe to BFAB Podcast for content. And just like I said, a monthly email that I'll send out to you. Because I want you to live your best, most purposeful life. Remember, the power to achieve greatness and to become FABO lies with each other of us, within each of us. Embrace what makes you FABO. It's about taking that first step, embracing the journey, and never losing faith of what you can accomplish. Hear me? Never lose faith in what you can accomplish. Because you're here for that, friends. You're here to make an impact. You're here for a purpose. You're here to change lives. You're here to be inspired and be inspiring. And you're here to build a thriving business, and you're here to be a purposeful life, the one that you want and that you deserve. So until next time, stay motivated. Keep that mindset fresh. Stay on this momentum. Keep pushing forward, my friends, and continue to be FABO. Till next time, again, thanks for sharing space with me today.